you.
Morning, wake up, Nazzy and Tara on 105.5 JYY. Good, happy Wednesday to you. Pants-free Wednesday.
Yes.
Today. Yeah, no, and I'm thinking most people who are working from home, it's probably pants-free Monday through Friday. I'm just kind of thinking we're going to go there.
Listen.
This next guy joining us, he's definitely got his pants on because he's doing some really hard work. The governor of the great state of New Hampshire.
Does he have his pants on, though?
I don't really want to know. I'm not going to ask him. You can ask him. Governor Chris Sununu joins us right now. Governor, please don't answer. We don't want to know.
Fine.
I'm in the corner office. Fully pants. What is the deal? Why? I mean, do people enjoy walking around without pants? I don't get it. Like, what? The first thing I do when I wake up is I put my pants on. I don't understand how that's something good.
I think what it is,
putting pants on.
Listen, first off, pants are overrated. I say this to my family all the time. They're restricting. They're restrictive.
You can chafe. I mean,
yeah.
It's just no fun.
You know?
I
mean,
hot.
Listen, there are more important things we should be discussing right now, Governor, than
really,
pants-free.
Because I kind of thought that the discussion of the day with our governor of our great state of New Hampshire was talking about chafing.
No, honestly.
That's not it.
Governor, since we have last spoken, you have made some changes. You've loosened up on some restrictions. Where are we at right now in the state opening up completely? Where are we at on that challenge right now, Governor?
If you're talking about opening up completely on a scale of 1 to 10, we're just getting started. We really are really far away from that, unfortunately. We made the announcement on Friday. We're going to start flexing some things open. Hospitals are going to start with new procedures and outgoing procedures this week. Then retail and golf and other things can start opening next week, and even outdoor seating at restaurants the week after. I don't think anyone in the Northeast has done anything with restaurants other than us. And again, so we just got to take a step forward, and outdoor seating seems a logical step, and something that the Department of Public Health, with all these new guidance documents that were put together, we got this great task force putting together these guidance documents and getting the Department of Health to work with them and find a path to make sure that we can do this in a smart and safe way. But in terms of just opening everything up, we're really far away. We really are, because they're... Yeah. No, I mean, there are certain aspects that are going to take a lot of challenges. That's specifically hotels, tourism, the state beaches, because they have such an issue down in Massachusetts, and those businesses, those entities are designed to attract people from out of state. So that's not really what we want or those communities want right now, and probably not in the near future. But I think we can get there, but everyone just has to be patient. The more patience we have today, the better we are set up for the long term. And that's what we have to play for, the long term. You want to talk about economics? Trust me, the best thing economically to do is to be patient today so we don't hit another surge that we can't control, or we don't hit, numbers or death rates that are really impactful, not just to our families and our community, but the economy. So everybody, all these folks that say we're killing the economy by staying closed, no, I am a big believer that long term we're setting ourselves up for much greater success.
I mean, I do see that, like, some restaurants that are able to open or open up their outdoor seating, maybe extending to their parking lots if that's a possibility. There are some restaurant owners that don't want to open yet at all because they just don't feel like they're ready. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of restaurants, a lot of salons say no, we don't open us. And I said, well, I'm going to allow you to open. You don't have to open, of course, if you don't feel comfortable. Yeah. We're going to provide PPE and all this other stuff, so no one has to open. But if you want to, and those that are prepared to, by all means, under the new guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think so. I wanted to talk about that too. How did we come to these terms? How did you decide that, I mean, for example, barbershops, they're saying you can have no more than 10 people in the barbershop. Yep. Where did that number come from? How did you come to that number?
So we have a task force that meets open and publicly. Anyone can dial in and listen. And basically, we brought the barbers in, or the salons in, or the restaurant owners in, and they kind of gave us their ideas. Like, all these guidance documents are things that they recommended.
Right.
Hey, if when we open, do this. We could do this. And so we listened to them first, and then kind of we had to pull back on certain things and do other things here and there. Worked with public health. They reviewed all the guidance. So it was really working with all those stakeholders. Then they helped design kind of their own plan. And again, some of them have more steps to get fully open. Some of them have just a couple steps to get open. Some are easier, some are harder. With the barbers and the salons, we're doing cuts and like root coloring, whatever root coloring is.
Exactly.
I don't even know what root coloring is, but it's just something. But again, that way people aren't staying in these facilities for an extended period of time. There's no waiting in the weight room. You kind of get called in or have to make a reservation. So it's extra steps, but we are doing it, and I think it's a way to give people comfort and safety in terms of the customer and the employee. employees to be able to do it responsibly.
Yep. So I understand that yesterday your task force was talking about fitness centers and amusement parks.
The gyms.
But when it comes to the fitness centers, maybe even moving the equipment, you know, 8 feet apart, I kind of feel like this could be like the dirtiest place in the world, a fitness center. Oh, and I'm serious because we're sweating. We're sweating all over the equipment.
Lots some of germs.
Some of us are not cleaning up after ourselves the way we should. And even though, you know, the staff is probably right on top of it, I kind of feel like, is this, do you get that the gyms or fitness centers will be ready to open up
eventually, but to your point, that's a real hard one. And remember the customers, they're breathing heavy, right?
Yes.
They're not coughing. But they're, you know, they're breathing really heavy. They're exasperating a lot of those particles, and so you know, that's why we haven't taken any steps. But we're bringing everybody in amusement parks. One of the hardest things to open is going to be an amusement park.
I know, to try to keep people separated. Forget about it.
Yeah, and you're talking about really driving. You know, Canopy Lake Park, my favorite place in the world.
Right,
you're talking about 80% of the people coming over from Massachusetts, possibly. So
I know.
Got to be very, very cognizant of that. So we are letting them come in and have the discussion now, especially because it could be a while before we get some of these things open. So let's put ideas on the table, bat it around, work it a little bit, not rush it, but have the time to really go through all this with public health and see where the numbers go. And the numbers have definitely decreased, and they've kind of leveled at a certain bottoming out, so to say, but we're at a decreased level. That's a very good thing. We're on a positive trend, but we still have, you know, I think we're going to report out probably over 100 cases today. So, you know, as
but
a percentage, we're doing
more
way
people.
More testing.
Yes,
way
more
testing, which is great.
Yeah.
So the percentage, the percent positive is dropping, which is very, very good. I mean, we were doing 300 or 400 tests, 200 tests a day a month ago, and now we're somewhere close to, we're getting close to 1,500 tests on certain days. So that's really great.
And you've also, we also have about 25,000 people that have tested negative. So that's a number that I want to make sure is clear, too, that while we do have a certain number of people that have tested positive, 25,000 Granite Staters have tested negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And remember, all the people, virtually all the people, with the exception of the long-term care facilities where we're being extremely proactive with testing, but most people that we test are symptomatic. And about 10% of those come up positive, right? So, you know, it is still a rare thing, but if it gets out of control in a facility or a certain venue, it can go like wildfire and have a lot of problems. It's just so contagious.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's so easily transmitted.
So listen, I wanted to ask you really quickly while we've got you, Governor, what are the guidelines going to be? Because I know you're starting the discussion about graduation in person. What are some of those guidelines going to be? Because I'll tell you, if you're going to say, hey, look, you've got to keep your social distance, you guys can't see each other, I don't know how you're going to enforce that. Because
it's going to be hard, but we did put out guidance yesterday, and basically we said that if you can maintain physical distancing to a certain extent, you may have to limit the crowds that come in, you may have to seat people in a certain way, the students in a certain way, really find that pathway, and we created these guidelines. If you can do it, we'll allow you to do it, but it's going to look and feel very different, to be sure, but we want at least to give people the opportunity, the chance to do something in terms of recognition of their students, but they do come with very strict guidelines, to be sure. And Department of Education put that out, I think, yesterday afternoon. They're reviewing it with their superintendents today. And so there is going to be an opportunity. It's going to be minimal, but it will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we just got to go day by day, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and this is something that's brand new to all of us. So, you know, we just got to hang in there, be patient, and just do more gardening at our own houses, really.
Yeah, patience is the key.
Yeah,
patience is really the key. And, you know, again, it's people say, well, open this today, not next week. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. In the long run, is a week going to matter? No, I'd rather wait a week or two more weeks and get it right.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing. Be patient now. Have that discipline to get it right.
You can't undo it.
Or it's really hard. It's really devastating to undo it once we start moving forward. So we want to stay on a constant forward path, but the way you do that is step by step.
I agree. I 100% agree with you. I think you're doing the right thing.
Yep.
And the people that you're working with, the task force, you're all doing the right thing.
Yep.
So
we know you're watching it. Yep. We both do that. I want to just echo that sentiment right there, too. Governor, before we let you go, this weekend, a very, very important holiday. Some would say it's the most important holiday of the year. Anything you'd like to say to the moms before we let you go?
Boy, especially this year, right? God bless them. God bless all the moms. I mean, moms that are now staying home and doing the remote learning, moms that have lost their jobs, moms that are in this, you know, with all the anxiety with their families.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just go through down the list of what our moms are doing day in and day out. It's a whole new world than it was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever you do this weekend, you're not doing enough. Let's put that in our minds. Like, go the extra mile, push it 110%, whatever you can do to go that extra mile in these confined new kind of confined realms and settings.
Right.
And remember, sometimes it's just the little stuff. It's just the little stuff that can make all the difference to let all the moms know out there that we care about them, we love them, we wouldn't be anywhere without them.
Amen.
This is very true. Governor, thank you so very much for joining us. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you, guys. Be safe, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We got you back into the music next.